KVJ Cuts.
All of these people in my life acting berserk. I'm feeling all pissed off and hurt. I need to know if I am the jerk. Oh, am I the jerk? Ugh.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Do you have big plans, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing?
We are going up to Disney.
Yep.
And we're going to spend just Saturday up there and then come back on Sunday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's going to be lovely.
We're going to do Animal Kingdom with Cousin Callie because she's got that handicap pass. And I'm going to see how this whole thing works.
Yeah, they said they're doing a shakedown on it. They're going to cut people from you. From abusing these privileges.
Well,
we'll see if they can catch you or not.
I'll tell you if it's still abusable or not.
Okay.
How does that work? If you have that pass, is it for your entire group?
That's what she said, because when she went last time with Rocco and Magnolia, she would just go on the line and they would come with her, and because she can't wait in the line, they would just let her whole group go with her and not wait in the line.
Okay, we expect that report on Monday to let other people know if they can take that shortcut.
I will have it for you.
Okay. Well, we got an Am I the Jerk email here. They want to know if they can tell their brother that he can't invite his new girlfriend. Tina in Boca said, my brother-in-law has yet another new girlfriend and he wants to bring her to Mother's Day. My mother-in-law doesn't like this girl at all. She doesn't think that she's going to be around long, and we're hosting the Mother's Day at our place. Do we have to tell him not to bring his new girlfriend? I feel stuck in the middle.
I mean, it's Mother's Day. Why are you trying to stress out your mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah, you got to put mom first on Mother's Day, and don't bring anybody that she doesn't want at her party.
Yeah, if mom doesn't want plus ones or doesn't want your plus one, then mom gets to call the shot.
Especially if I think you said it's new in the relationship.
Another new girlfriend. So yeah, they're labeled as new, but who knows why, you know, the mother-in-law doesn't like this girl. She may have her own reasons. And look, even if she thought she was lovely, if she doesn't want her there, then don't bring her there because this is a tight family function.
Oh, if my mom said, I don't want anybody there the day of Mother's Day, weren't having somebody there because you knew.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah. You need to tell them. Be like, yeah, hey, look, the mother that we're honoring would not like this person there, and so she gets to call the shots.
There's a lot of people who rub my mom the wrong way.
She wants to celebrate with her children, not with randoms.
Right. Yeah, mom gets that call. That's how it goes, and you're not the jerk if you say something. Okay, this person wants to know, am I the jerk for answering a call on speaker? Says, I was with my friend Miranda today when my other friend Sarah called. Now, look, we're all friends, so I just answered the phone on speaker where we were. And the first thing out of Sarah's mouth is, Miranda is a total biatch.
That feels like something I would do.
Shocked, I tried to take the phone off of speaker, but it was too late. Miranda grabs the phone out of my hand and gets into an epic blowout with Sarah. Apparently, Miranda had borrowed some expensive boots from Sarah and messed them up, but returned them to her like, nothing had happened. Miranda then hangs up on Sarah, and then Sarah texts me and says, sorry, but you're a bitch too. Why would you answer your phone on speaker? Look, I think this is all Sarah's fault, but she's trying to say that I am the jerk. Am I? I had no idea she was going to start her call off like that.
Look, I don't like doing speakerphone.
Love speakerphone. I answer all my calls on speakerphone because I think our cell phones give us brain cancer, and I'm not holding this thing up to my head.
Speakerphone is great if you're by yourself. If you have other people around, I don't like speakerphone. I like keeping it.
It's just for that reason. To me, I don't think it is fair for someone to be in a conversation that can be overheard without them knowing.
I'm with you on that. What if all of a sudden I'm talking to Kevin, and all of a sudden I'm on speakerphone, and he opens up. He's like, yeah, Bird, I got them hemorrhoids. I got butt issues. That's all on speaker.
Prove
and
it.
And there's people around. They go, oh, Kevin's got hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Right.
If Kevin has hemorrhoids, me and you probably gave them to him.
We would make a bit out of it. I think if any of us got hemorrhoids, it's probably...
Those things contagious?
I don't think so. No, not at all. I don't know what she means by that.
Okay.
I think you can get hemorrhoids from being stressed out and like, ugh.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, that was like a pushing problem kind of thing.
I think it is. I believe it. The reason why I know so much about hemorrhoids is because I've had some relatives who've had them, and they just love to tell you the details.
They got a thing to say about it. Yeah, I think that's just the general rule. I think you did violate that by answering your phone on speaker. So I think you do bear some of the responsibility. Now, the same right, I treat pretty much every conversation I'm on like I am on speaker, and that the person I might be saying something about would be standing right there. And so I think you always need to be mindful of your words and what comes out of your mouth. So I think they do bear part of the responsibility, but this is shared blame to me. So yeah, you are partially the jerk, I think.
And I think don't give your shoes to somebody and be mad if they go out and wear them party boots and get them a little messed up. That's what happens when you wear shoes and boots and you borrow them to a friend. Like, why are you mad that just regular wear and tear happened? If you didn't want regular wear and tear to happen to your boots, you don't loan them to your friend.
It may not be regular wear and tear. It may be a pretty good scuff. And if the person asks to borrow them and then they don't treat them with respect and they return them damaged, I don't think that's a natural thing. I don't think that's within the bounds. I think you should make restitution, right?
Boy, oh boy. Technology really makes it kind of paranoid to gossip about somebody these days.
It does, yeah. It keeps us in check.
You can't talk check. Trash anymore.
You, anything that comes out of your mouth, you have to assume that somehow they are going to hear it.
Let's have fun.
Yeah.